Greetings and blessings, beloved friends. This week's Torah reading, Parshat Lech Lecha, begins with God telling Avram, Lech Lecha me'artzecha u'mimoladtecha u'mibeit avicha. Go for yourself from your land, from your relatives, and from your father's house, el ha'aretz asher arecha, to the land that I will show you. Now, if you examine your experience right now, in this moment, you'll probably see that the content of your experience is mostly nothing new. You may be in a place that you've been many times, with sights and sounds, feelings that are familiar. And generally speaking, unless you've recently moved, or if you're traveling, or if you've changed careers, or if you've just had a child, or started or ended a relationship, or endured another kind of loss, and if so, may you have comfort and healing. Unless you're experiencing some big changes like these, then life tends to feel familiar, maybe even old hat. And that's why many people become restless with routine, wanting to break up the monotony with travel or doing other things. Other people are just the opposite, right? Clinging to what's familiar and feeling insecure or even frightened by change, which is, of course, inevitable. But these two poles of experience, craving something new and novel on one hand and being afraid of change on the other, both happen on the level of the conditioned mind, meaning the aspect of your experience that derives from the past. For example, if you've had a strong emotional experience with another person, either positive or negative, it doesn't matter, then when you see that person again, some of those old emotions are bound to reemerge. And those old emotions will influence your experience of that person in the present. Sometimes we call that having baggage with somebody. It's like if you're traveling and seeing new places, but you can't fully appreciate it because you're lugging around too many suitcases. That's how relationships and other parts of life can often become, so long as you're stuck in the conditioned mind, which really means being stuck in the past. So this is the divine call to Avram. Don't be stuck in the past. Let go of the way you experienced things yesterday, and come el ha'aretz asher arecha, to the land that I am now showing you. So this is actually not just a story, it's an instruction. You can keep in mind, reality as it's being revealed in this moment is completely unique. Even when things seem totally familiar, even monotonous perhaps, keep in mind that that's your conditioned mind. The familiarity comes from memory, from the past. And that's a good thing. You don't want to get rid of your memories, God forbid, but rather simply recognize the truth that this is a new moment. Just like a river that seems to stay the same, but the actual flowing water is always new, so this moment is also completely fresh and new when you allow your conditioned mind, meaning your thinking and your judging, to subside and simply come to this moment as it is. El ha'aretz asher arecha. Divine revelation is always now. That's the practice of presence. But what if you keep getting stuck by your conditioning? In other words, how do you stay present and deepen your presence when conditioning can seem so powerful? Again, the main thing is recognizing your conditioning. And to do that, it's helpful to see that there are three main levels alluded to by the verse, Lech lecha me'artzecha u'mimoladtecha u'mibeit avicha. Go for yourself from your land, from your relatives, and from your father's house. Me'artzecha means from your land. So this refers to the situationscape of your life, your responsibilities, your aspirations or lack thereof, your current challenges, and so on. This is often the most common distraction from presence. You try to meditate, and the mind starts going through your to-do list or starts trying to solve problems, and so on. But again, don't try to get rid of those thoughts or judge yourself for having them. Take it as a sign that your mind works and that it's there when you need it, thank God. Then simply recognize, there's my mind doing what it does, and bring yourself back to the revelation of this moment. El ha'aretz asher arecha, to reality as it is now being revealed. Now the next level is umimoladtecha, which means from your relatives. So these are your relationships. And this level tends to be more emotionally charged than the first level. The other day I was talking to someone who made a mistake at work, and she was so distraught about how upset her coworkers would be, how much suffering she probably caused them, and so on. But the next day, when she told a coworker how she got no sleep with all of her worrying, the coworker said, "Get a life!" We are social beings. We're wired to care about others and to care what others think about us. And in the right dosage, this is also useful for normal functioning. But again, recognize, there's my mind, there's my old conditioning pulling me into its drama. Just recognizing it frees you from its tyranny, and you can choose to lech lecha, go for yourself out from your past and into the fullness of this moment. Or it can also be translated lech lecha, go to yourself, meaning go to your true self beneath your conditioning. Go to your actual experience in this moment. Which brings us to the last level, umi beit avicha, which means from your father's house. This is the deep-seated conditioning that comes from how you were programmed in childhood and can be the most emotionally charged because it tends to be what we're most identified with. What are you really trying to get out of life? What are you most afraid of? What's most important to you? This is the deepest strata of ego identification. Again, there's nothing wrong with having desires and fears and values, as long as you know that all of that is not the real you. They are parts of your conditioning. Then, after you recognize all of your conditioning for what it is, you can simply choose to shift your attention into your present moment experience so that you stop empowering the illusory part of your conditioning. Again, the conditioning is there when you need it, but by shifting into the present, the conditioning becomes more like a lucid dream. You might be still in the dream, but you know it's a dream rather than thinking it's real. So then, what is real? Meaning, what is the reality of who you are beneath your conditioned mind? It's the light of awareness that perceives the conditioning, as well as the Aretz Asher Arecha, reality as it is revealed in this moment. In fact, your conditioning is actually part of Ha'aretz Asher Arecha. It's part of the landscape of the present moment, part of the ever-shifting content of your experience. But that which is experiencing, that radiant light of awareness within which all experience comes and goes, that's the deepest level of who you are. The tefillot, the traditional prayers, are all pointing to this truth. Structurally speaking, all the liturgy points to the Shema, the centerpiece of all the prayers, calling us to awaken. The Shema is decorated by special blessings that come before and after. In the morning, the first of the Shema blessings concludes with Or Chadash al Tzion Ta'ir, shine a new light on Zion. And so this is hinting at that quality of newness inherent in your awareness, because awareness is like light. It's ta'ir, shining and illuminating whatever is perceived in its field. So let's chant these words, Or Chadash, new light, ta'ir, shines. As we chant, see if you can keep your attention on your attention. Notice that your awareness is like light, shining forth into everything within your experience, shining into your body, into your breathing, into your feelings, noticing any thoughts that arise, and everything you perceive with your senses. So, or light, Chadash, new, fresh, alive. Ta'ir, shining. Shining. Let's sing. This very simple melody was composed by my friend and teacher who passed away a few years ago, Sheikh Ibrahim Baba, who wrote this melody for some words in Arabic that also mean something similar to Or Chadash Ta'ir, shining new light. So as we come to do some silent meditation, bringing your right hand to your heart and offering the Or, the light of your consciousness as a gift to whatever is arising in your experience. So you're being present as an offering, offering your Or, your light. And we'll chant Lecha, which means for you. Breathing in. Lecha. Now bringing left hand to your belly as you offer the Or, offering the light, you offer it into your own body so that you are connecting with your senses, with your breathing, with your physical sensations in your body as if for the first time. So that your connection in this moment is Chadash, totally new and unique right now. So bringing the light of your awareness down into your hips, down into your thighs and hamstrings and knees, down into your calves and feet and toes. Feeling into your belly and lower back, and up into your lungs and heart. Into your neck and shoulders, and flowing the light down into your arms, down into your elbows and forearms, and hands and fingers. And shining the light into your face, into your skull, into your nervous system, and into the flow of your breathing. And expressing this intention to shine the Or Chadash into your body with Na'aseh, we will do. Breathing in. Na'aseh. Namaste. And bringing right hand to touch your forehead lightly. And noticing that the Or Chadash, the light of your consciousness, is ta'ir, beyond your body, shining beyond your body. The awareness that fills your body is not limited to your body, but everything that is around you that you perceive, and the space itself, is all arising within your field of awareness without border, without limit. And we'll chant Vinishma, perceiving, breathing in. Vinishma. And as we chant Atahu, you are who, you are the divine, you are existence. Also, now is the divine. This is the only divine there is, Atahu. You can allow your awareness to focus into your heart for Ah, and Ta is expanding to connect with your body and your breathing. And then Hu is the awareness of the space around you, so that your awareness kind of focuses in and then outward, in and then outward, for Atahu. These are three different levels, again, three different portals of present moment experience. Feeling level at your heart, bodily sensation level, and then the space beyond your body. Sit in silence, continuing to vibrate Atahu. Again, connecting with your heart, Ta, physical form, feelings and sensations of your body, Hu, the infinite space beyond your body. So the repetition keeps you focused on your present moment experience. And when you notice your mind wandering, of course, you just gently and without judgment bring it back, Atahu. And we'll sit for 7 minutes. So as you go forth in the rest of this week into your life, you can use this phrase to contemplate, Or Chadash Ta'ir, to bring your awareness to the awareness that is shining, not just in the background of your experience, but actually everything in your experience is part of that Or Chadash, meaning that everything from physical sensations to emotions, to thoughts, all take place within the field of Or Chadash, in the field of your consciousness, or in the field of your awareness. So, Lech Lecha, go forth to yourself, to your true self as presence, and all blessings to you.